You're now listening to Red Fades to Black with Gina and Jared.
Spitfire out of Bangalore, India.
You were like Spitfire.
Spitfire, kind of like the skate company. And they're out of Bangalore, India.
The name of the track
is Minds in Disguise. You can check them out at myspace.com/SpitfireIndia.
Spitfire.
It took me 2 times to say the name of the city right. But how cool is that? As Gina says, a metal band from India.
I think it's pretty cool.
Right here at Red Fades to Black Radio. Because we do it from all over the world.
This is true. What book do you have under this one this time?
I don't care what book I have underneath the laptop because it runs hot.
I want to see.
We're talking about India and India metal.
It's my cognition book, isn't it?
Wow,
always. Why are you obsessed with my cognition book?
What's cognition?
What?
I don't know what that means.
Yes, you do. You're a psych major.
Am I? No, I'm not. What are you talking about?
Stop being dumb.
I thought we were talking about how awesome it was that there's metal bands out of India.
Yes, but then Cognition.
We also have bands out of Australia, Ecuador, and Bolivia on this episode.
How cool is that?
I know, how cool
and
is that?
And I found them all.
Last week we had
because
bands
Jared
from...
Jared just sits there and goes, I can't find any bands.
I do.
And then I sit there for 20 minutes and find like 16 of them. And
last week we had bands from France and Belgium. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many countries we've displayed music from.
Very many.
Past year and a half.
Many much.
I think I counted something like 350 bands we've done and since we started doing this as a podcast in 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember, Phase of Life is reaching 5 years in age.
Good times.
Yes, it is good times. And Gina is uncomfortably straddling my neck.
I'm not straddling it. I have my arm around him and I'm leaning on him and he's like, oh, that's weird.
Weird what?
Say, you're just being dumb.
So yes, go to myspace.com/SpitfireIndia because if you go to Spitfire.
Spitfire.
You'll probably come up to the skate company.
Yeah, but he, what, say Spitfire.
Spitfire.
You're like, Spitfire. Spitfire?
Spitfire. Don't worry, when I was little, I'd say grass and glass, and it would come out the same. I'm gonna go play in the glass.
Your parents
I'm gonna go
cut
the glass.
Great! No wonder he's crazy.
I'm gonna get some grass to drink out of.
Mm-hmm.
No, sit forward, not backward.
I'm sitting forward. Actually, it's not forward, it's forward.
You know,
there's an R in there.
Make fun of my pronunciations.
Forward.
Pronunciation.
Sit
pronunciations.
Forward.
I have a dictionary sitting next to me, just in case.
No, actually, it's sitting in front of me.
Really?
Yep.
Next to me, in front of me.
There's a difference. Did you fail that part of kindergarten?
What, we had kindergarten? Yeah, I went to preschool. I was one of the smart people I know.
Dude.
Started school at like 2?
No, I started school at 2. You didn't start school till after me.
School is important. Education is important.
School is cool. Good times.
I had somebody at my work tell me he wishes he went to college and should keep going to college and everybody should keep going to college because college is far better than working.
Who
is
this?
Some kid at work
who
didn't go to college.
He
probably
go to college.
Hates his life because he'd rather be in college. So go to education, or at least become really good at something, like, I don't know, playing an instrument, so that you can make a living off of it and actually do well.
But it's not guaranteed. Actually, college isn't even guaranteed.
Yeah,
so
well, everything.
You could get a degree and it's still not even guaranteed. So
nothing's guaranteed, so just live it up and enjoy stuff and don't hit people in your face. In their face with hair.
Are you sure?
I like how I said, don't hit people in your face.
I can do it again if you want.
So I'm going to play a band.
Is that good?
A track.
Why?
Because we've been talking and that's enough to piss them
for
off.
For like 2 minutes.
And annoy them. I need a vacation.
You'll get one soon.
Yeah, I can't wait to have my vacation because I work so hard.
I know, you don't work hard at all.
I work. For hardly
I
working.
I work hard enough for the both of us.
There's some bit of hardly working. Oh, that movie Waiting that you're watching.
And by watching, I mean fell asleep, too.
About working hard. What was that movie about?
Waiting?
Oh, yeah, about
the
restaurant.
The restaurant?
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, Fridays or Venegans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of movies, for some reason I was sitting on Wikipedia doing that thing where you just go, like, you go to an article about something, in this case the movie Waiting, and then you click on another link, and I wound up on, like, Lionsgate's thing, and they were talking about how they already have a Saw 5 made.
Oh, what?
And Saw 6 is in pre-production.
I got over it.
And I don't know. I kind of like Saw, but I don't understand why they got to make like 50 million Saw movies every single year, and they've been doing it since like 2004.
Yeah.
They had a Saw like 95 or something. Wonder how many movies till they stop.
Like,
I think 10
like, remember Land Before Time was like Land Before Time 9. Like, that movie that was out when we were really little, like, they're still coming out with it. It's like Land Before Time.
58.
14. I was like, what?
I mean, I think it's weird that Saw, in the beginning, they planned on making 5 of them. And didn't tell anybody, because everybody thought, oh, they're just going to make, like, 2, 3.
One
was really the expectation. They'll beat it till it's dead. And the highest-selling R-rated movie in the history of movies, apparently.
What's that saying, you can't beat a dead horse or something?
You can't beat a dead horse.
Is that the saying? That's it?
I don't know. You can technically beat a dead horse.
Yeah, but
isn't going to care.
Oh, no. That's
or feel
that,
it.
No, that's the saying, is that if you're doing something over and over and it's pointless, you're beating a dead horse. That is a horrible saying.
Because then,
that.
You assume that at some point the horse was alive and you're beating it to kill it.
No, it's just like beating a dead horse. Like, but that's just a bad saying. Let's not talk about that.
So which band should we play here?
Let me see.
Oh, let's pause the silence while we see.
No, who said I was being silent?
Silent?
How about we do...
Ain't never silent.
How about the Bolivian one?
Okay.
There you go, you can introduce it.
So, this next band is out of Bolivia. I have no clue where in Bolivia, because I probably couldn't pronounce it, let alone spell it, so I just said Bolivia. The name of the band is Anomalia.
Anomalia.
You can check them out at MySpace.
Or Anomalia, depends how you pronounce it.
MySpace.com/Anomalia4.
Four.
The letter 4.
And are you kidding? You just said the letter 4?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I was sitting next to you.
The letter 4. And the name of this...
We need to get you to watch some more Sesame Street.
Banana Phone. And the name of the song is not Banana Phone. It is Citrasis.
Let me see.
So enjoy this song.
Actually, I can't read your writing.
So anyway, enjoy this song. When we come back, Gina will correct me.
Maybe.
Tal vez puedas venir.
Okay, so that last band was Anomalia, at least I think it is, and the MySpace is Anomalia 4. And I don't know how Jared pronounces it, but since they're from Bolivia, woo! I'm going to assume that it's like Ciatrices or Ciatrices or something, you know, Espanol-ish.
Why is it Espanol, huh?
Bolivia.
Well, how do you know it's Espanol there?
Because it's a Spanish-speaking country.
Is it?
Yeah. At least I think so. Maybe now you're making me, No, I'm pretty sure. Bolivia is Spanish, right? But Ciatrices looks kind of Spanish. Ciatrices. And if we're wrong, then I'm really sorry. I need to brush up on my geography. I played one of those geography games online, like, to try and place, like, where the country is and, like, the flag and, like, the nation, the national language and stuff. I did horribly. Absolutely horribly.
In my grade school, or my grammar school, as some of you children may call it, I had a...
No one calls it grammar.
We used to play a school-wide game called, you know, by the Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego kind of thing.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
But it was like, Where in the World is St. Rose or something. Because that was the name of my grade school. And like, we had like a giant map that was on like one of the walls in the cafeteria, and like, each class and each person that did really well would get little tokens to put in different places that they've been to like, track them down based on like, selling stuff or collecting Campbell's Soup labels or something.
In
ridiculous
fifth grade,
tie-in.
We had to memorize the states and the countries and the capitals and everything, and I kicked ass. And then after fifth grade, I was just horrible.
I also ran for a treasurer of my class when I was in like sixth grade.
Seriously?
I lost, yeah.
Aw, you lost. I'm so sorry. I never ran for anything.
I was in a play, too. That was funny.
I got my poem published in sixth grade, I think. I forget what it was called. Something about a mirror. I was looking at me in a mirror.
I had a short story published, but I have no clue where it was published.
Mine was published in the Enlightener in my grade school.
Is this like, this is the moment of Red Phase of Black where we reminisce on our more successful days in grade school publishing, grade school music, and most of the bands that we play today probably even exist.
No.
Hell, some of the bands we found, the kids are like 14 in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're probably
like three.
Born when I was in fifth grade.
Some of them, man. Some of those crazy, talented young kids.
I wish I was a crazy.
There's some metal band that just got signed by like a big metal label, and they're like, old school like 80s thrash metal, and the oldest one I think is like 15 or 16.
Wasn't Trivium signed when they were like 17 and 18?
Yeah, they're young. Yeah,
they were touring like Europe at like 18.
Yeah,
or something.
And this band's even younger, and they're like 14, 15, maybe 16. Some of them, I think the youngest is 14.
Well,
and their specialty is like 80s like thrash metal. I was like, they weren't even alive.
This probably is nothing. Okay.
I mean, I guess it's cool, and they're very talented. I just assume.
I get it. This is like a metal show or whatever. But the band Silverchair, they were signed when the lead singer was like 14 or 15 years old. That's why like he's put out 5 albums now, and he's like 27 or something.
Let's
because
be like
they
these
started
bands.
So early, because he started so early.
Like this one band just got together one day in the garage. It's like, let's make music.
And then 10 minutes later, they were signed to a label.
Then you have the other bands that, you know, they don't get famous till like their 40s.
Or some bands that don't at all, which is kind of sad.
Which is the majority of bands.
I know, but it's still sad.
We need more Red Face the Black to bring out these bands.
This is true.
You know how many bands have like emailed us back and they're like, oh, we're so grateful, like it's so cool. And, like,
I know, that's so nice.
This is why
them.
We play, because people like, you know, find us, and if they listen to us and like us. And it's you gotta like, give MySpace credit,
so, like,
too, for that.
The ones that are so, like, appreciative, like, it's just so awesome. It makes everything worthwhile.
It does.
It does.
And you, the listeners, as well, of course.
Oh, definitely, of course.
And that makes the bands even more excited, because they're like, holy crap, somebody actually listens to these weird people on this radio show.
This is true.
Which gets us music played. And people still...
Which gets us music played.
And people still comment on our MySpace, like, thanks for the ad, your band's awesome. I don't know what the part of the giant thing at the top of the screen that says Worldwide Radio...
Shouldn't we play another band?
We should play another band. So right, this next band.
How about this one?
How about... Yeah, that's fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
The sound quality is a little iffy, but it's in your face, thank goodness.
Alright, they're called Legion, but they're Spanish too, so it's technically Legion, because there's a little accent over the O. But it's myspace.com/LegionEC, because they're from Ecuador. And the song's called Venganza.